From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, welcome. It's Friday. And hey, before we jump in with our first guest, let me do some quick housekeeping. If you missed it, Pastor Skip, not only this past Wednesday, the Wednesday before that, provided us with an Israel at War, an update from Pastor Skip, you know, considering things like what do the Hamas attacks on Israel mean in light of biblical prophecy? How can we as believers show Israel that we love, support, and stand with them amid this unspeakable horror? We want to remind you that you can go back and check out these messages on the Calvary website. It's calvarynm.church. And actually, if you go /Israel, you'll find those interviews with Joel Rosenberg, with a tour guide. It's so much more than a tour guide. We call him Steve, the tour guide, but Steve's got a PhD and was part of the Israeli Defense Force, a Jewish American, I believe from Philadelphia, who has lived in Israel. But some really timely things to hear from Pastor Skip in these interviews. Again, find those at calvarynm.church/Israel. Another thing you want to make sure to know about, I've talked about this all week, tonight at Calvary Santa Fe, and this is worth the drive, let me tell you, to go up and watch Corey Remembers. It's a free event, Calvary Santa Fe. It's on Clark Street, north of Cerrillos in Santa Fe, happening tonight at 6:30. It's a moving solo performance by Susie Sondogger, who's been doing this for decades. But she brings to life the late Corey Ten Boom. She dresses like Corey. It's a Corey kind of like in the 70s, I think, or 80s when she was aged. Susie's depiction of Corey Ten Boom, sharing her accounts of assisting persecuted Jews during World War II. And then despite all these cruel realities of the Holocaust and Corey's family's heartbreaking experience, the audience does leave with spirits uplifted and hope renewed. If you want details on that, go to klyt.fm. And my final announcement is stuff we're going to cover here in the first couple segments of today's show. New Mexico Men of Honor is planning for another quarterly event. This time it's at New Beginnings Church in Albuquerque. It's on Montgomery, behind Raising Cane's, just west of San Mateo. That's happening a week from this weekend. So Saturday, October 28th, gets underway at 8 a.m. And we'll let you know more about in detail about New Mexico Men of Honor here momentarily. But here's the important thing, guys. The burritos and fellowship get underway at 8 o'clock. The more important part is what starts happening at 9 o'clock when worship gets underway with Nick Gonzalez of Salvador. And we'll welcome Mike Silva. We're going to talk with Mike here in just a couple minutes and let you know more about his ministry. But it's a free event, and you'll find the details on the website at nmmenofhonor.com. All right, I want to thank my guests for their patience, because Dennis, who's in studio with me, knows, you know, if I was alone, if the wall would talk back, I'd keep talking.
Bless you, buddy. Bless you.
Oh, glad to see you. And you and I, you know, we got so busy jumping right into this today. You know, we usually can. We'll do it afterwards. But, yeah. You know, how's the elk hunting? You know, I'll tell you, my son got his. So.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Dennis, you're a co-chair for New Mexico Men of Honor. And for those, I don't know how they'd be unfamiliar if they're a KLYT listener, but someone might be. Kind of let them know about, you know, what it's all about.
Yeah.
And okay.
Well, so we're a men's ministry. We're going to be 4 years old this coming at the end of October. It'll be our 4 year.
And a parachurch organization.
That's right. And so we are a sister church of New Mexico Praise, which is under New Beginnings Church. So Pastor Richard Mansfield and Steve Stucker and I, we kind of run this ministry and reaching out to men. So we've been doing this for a while now. We have four every year, so every quarterly. So our next one will be at the end of January.
Now, let me say real quick, the last one,
yeah,
Grace Church, I went to go hear from, it's my boss, Chip Lusko. What a great message, though.
Oh, that was powerful.
Urgency that he had.
Yes.
And If you missed it, well, you missed out, and don't miss this next one.
That's right.
And I cut you off. January.
Yeah, at the end of January, we'll have another one coming. So stay tuned for that. Mark it on your calendar. It's the last Saturday of January.
All right. Well, let me bring Dennis's guest into our conversation, Mike Silva with Mike Silva International. Mike, welcome on to ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much. It's so fun to be able to chat with you guys again, and looking forward to the event coming up.
Oh, as are we, Mike. And now, for those unfamiliar with your ministry, what's the Lord been doing through Mike Silva International? And actually, Mike, if you want to back up a little bit and, you know, tell people how you what path brought you to that.
Well, let me see. I don't think it's not that interesting, and and the ministry's not that large. We're basically missionaries that tell people about Jesus, and we do that in primarily in two or three languages, and actually four if we count, not if we count, but four, because we were connected with Deaf Bible that started in Albuquerque, and then of course have moved to Dallas, but are still connected with them. So every time we do an outreach, Deaf Bible anywhere in the world, Deaf Bible is always a part of that. And so those are the four languages that we work in.
Now
Spanish and Portuguese and Deaf interpretation in English.
Is the Deaf interpretation, is that ASL, or you said it's around the world? So are they using sign language in all kinds of languages there as well?
Yes, in all kinds of languages. I guess I thought that, you know, it's like English is English, but it's that's not true. There are hundreds of different sign languages, and so that's kind of the challenge. Is you need to find people that communicate in that particular local, regional, national level. So that's kind of the big challenge for us when it comes to deaf interpretation.
Very good. Okay, so what's kind of fresh on the stove at Mike Silva International? What's been going on lately?
We just have finished our largest attempt this year. We did three large. We do music festivals. We use music to draw a crowd, and we use the greatest musical guests we can find, and that's why people come. They don't come to hear me. They come to be able to hear the artists who are famous and popular, and so we use artists like that to draw the crowd, and then I present the gospel. So we've just gotten back from Peru, and that was in Cusco. We've been to Peru a few times, but first time in Cusco. And Cusco, you know, it's the city just before you go to Machu Picchu. It's 11,152 feet. So yeah. It is higher than that tram that I'm seeing in my mind at the top of that mountain in Albuquerque right now. It's higher than that. It's Cusco, 11,152 feet.
Now, Mike, before we came on the air, I mentioned to you one of my grown children is on a short-term mission in Peru. What we didn't talk about is where he is, and that is exactly where he is right now.
Oh, wow. Fun, yeah. Then you should write him and ask him, see if he went, and if he went, that's fabulous. If he didn't, then he missed out.
Yeah, well, he they landed in Lima. Then I think they took another smaller airplane to Cusco. Is that what you said? And then
yes,
and then Machu Picchu. Yeah, that was all on his itinerary. So, you were laying the groundwork there, brother.
Yeah, that's great.
He's doing the follow up.
Yeah, there you go.
Very cool. Okay. You know, the ministry that you've done over the years, Mike, and honestly, prior to the New Mexico Men of Honor, and I guess we talked about off the air beforehand, both of us probably crossed paths here in Albuquerque around the time of Franklin and Billy Graham's festival. I think it was 98 at the Pit. And I was involved in radio here then. So you have to imagine we crossed paths then, but, at any rate, You've been, you know, part of outreach to men for a very long time. We mentioned, you know, Promise Keeper stuff prior to coming on the air as well. But what do you see when men take the time to connect and disciple other men?
I think it's the greatest thing. It's absolutely the greatest thing in the world. And I love, absolutely love Steve and Dennis. And Dennis, I thank you for even inviting me to be a part of the Men of Honor event. I love being with men because I can just be myself. In fact, you were making a comment, you guys, before we came on the air about our daughter, Delight. We have four wonderful girls, and they serve in the ministry with us. But my daughter, Delight, she's my personal administrative assistant, and she'll often say to me when I prepare my messages and I get them ready to go and I run things through her for edits and to be able to take out all the stuff that I probably shouldn't say. And so she'll kiss me and hug me, and I'll put my hand on the door to open the door, and she'll say, "Daddy." I'll say, "What, sugar?" She'll say, don't forget." "Forget what, honey?" "Don't forget, if it's not in your notes, don't say it."
Love it.
I don't want you to get in trouble. So I absolutely love doing men's events, and can't wait to get me a burrito with wonderful New Mexico hot sauce and be able to mix it up with the boys.
That's great. order it Christmas. It's red and green, yeah. Mike.
Yeah, there you go.
But so, Mike, when you have the opportunity, whether it's a one-on-one or in a stadium where there's thousands of men, how do you encourage men to make that decision to follow Christ?
One of the things, that's a great question. I think one of the things for me that has been significant for me is just to ask men to be able to think it through, to think through eternity like they think through their finances or their job or their hobby. Or like, for example, I know that, I don't know, Steve, about you, but I know that Dennis is a hunter, and I even heard that he knocked his elk down this year. So
Well, it's about to happen. Somebody told you a fib.
Okay. Well, the thing is when people go elk hunting or deer hunting or whatever they do, there's a lot of thought that goes into that. There is a lot of preparation that goes into that. And isn't it interesting, whether it's our motorcycles or our Jeeps or our trucks or our hunting or our golf or our whatever it is, men put lots of time into thinking and processing. But when it comes to things that are of eternal value, things that are going to last forever and ever and ever, we tend to kind of believe what everybody else does, or we believe what we were told to believe, or we believe what media says we should believe. And that's a fast track to nowhere. So that's the thing I love to do, is just to get men thinking, be able to ask them this question: how do you define the win? I mean, when it comes to work, we know how to define the win. If you're in sales, it's very clear when we define the win. If you're in athletics, it's very clear. How do you define the win? If you're in radio, how do you define the win? If you're in church, how do you define the win? But when it comes to my relationship with Jesus Christ, the question is, how do I define the win? If we can get men to just begin thinking and processing and coming up with an answer now before it's too late, that's a win.
Yeah, I love that.
Go ahead, Dennis.
I was just going to say, Mike, you know, I've been to a lot of Promise Keepers events, and even just having this New Mexico Men of Honor, when I get together with guys and we're all worshiping, there is a unity bond there that just kind of opens the hearts of men to, like, hey, you know what? This is real. And I feel something. Now, it's not a weird kind of feel, but it is a power of God kind of feel. I was in stadiums of 50 to 70,000 men all singing together. And I got to tell you, those were the most amazing things that I've ever experienced in my Christian walk with Christ. And I feel like Isn't that something that you've seen too and felt too?
Oh, totally. And Dennis, what is so cool for me is that, of course, our special musical guest is Nick Gonzalez.
Yes.
Nick was with us in those PK days, in those stadiums that were that full, with his band Salvador. And so Nick has been right there with us. So he is one of us. He is one of the boys.
Right.
And I cannot wait to get together with him. We've done ministry together in the years past since Promise Keepers. And in fact, was just with him a number of months ago in Minnesota when we did an event in central Minnesota. And so Nick Gonzalez, in my heart, he's about as good as you can get.
Yeah.
What a heart, what a musician, what a vocalist. And this event would be 1,000% worth it just to be able to worship with Nick and have him be able to lead us. It's really going to be memorable for us, I believe.
Hey, we're up against the break, but before we go, let me first of all, amen to what you're saying about Nick. Looking forward to hearing from him again. I was fortunate enough to be at a convention in Nashville the year they came out with their album, sat at a table with one of the guys from Salvador. And when they took the stage, and they were young, but I was so impressed, as a musician, how tight they were. But more importantly, towards the leading in worship. And let me encourage you, if you haven't found it yet, go, and I don't even know if this is available on Spotify or wherever you find your music, look for the Salvador Live album. Let me tell you, that was recorded in the sanctuary right here at Calvary Church years ago, back in the 90s. And what a great project that turned out to be. Looking forward to hearing from Nick and looking forward, Mike, to hearing more from you. We're going to take a quick break. Can you stay with us? Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. All right. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, more on the New Mexico Men of Honor quarterly meeting coming up. We'll get you the details right after the break on ABQ Connect. All right. In the midst of a conversation with Dennis Poper, co-chair of New Mexico Men of Honor, and Mike Silva from Mike Silva International, are in studio because New Mexico Men of Honor quarterly meeting is happening a week from tomorrow. It's happening Saturday, October 28th. Gets underway at 8 a.m., guys, at New Beginnings Church. Want to thank Pastor Mansfield and his people for making that venue available on Montgomery behind the Raising Cane's there, just west of San Mateo. And for you old-time Albuquerque people, it was the second location for the old Graham Central Station, the old nightclub. So it's great to see places like that redeemed with a great church here at Albuquerque. But come on out for that event. It's free, 8 a.m., burritos and fellowship. And then at 9 o'clock, worship gets underway with Nick Gonzalez of Salvador. And then we'll hear a message from Mike Silva. And before we jump back into it, you know, we were talking about a little bit of the hunting and stuff a couple times in our first segment. And I got to tell you, Mike, now I'm more of a fisherman, but I love the application being used in fishing. You know, when I go fishing, you know, I and you said, Mike, you think about it, you prepare, what are you going to do? Which I do. But, you know, one rule that Ryman's have is we never get skunked. whether it's a little 2 or 3 inch, or you use a cup to catch a minnow, you're going to catch something. But, you know, you put the bait out there. And if it's something's not happening, well, you need to change the bait. You know, if you're on the bottom, you need to maybe come up, or you need to switch from bait to a lure, or you might need to move and change your location. Yeah. But you know you have what you need, and as an evangelist, you have to believe, you know, you've got the truth, and it's not a matter of whether or not it works. Mm. You just have to put it in a place where people can receive it. And you can count on the Holy Spirit, who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. It's nothing, you know, Mike and Dennis and Steve can talk till they're blue in the face, but until the Spirit moves, you won't see something happen. And I also think as someone who shares the truth regularly, we have to not own what happens and count on the Spirit to do what the Spirit's going to do.
Amen.
And before we get to talk, we want to talk a little bit about suffering. Before we get to that, Mike, I'll let you respond.
I think you're just dead on. That's exactly where we need to be. And when all of those things, when it comes to men's ministry, when it comes to the Men of Honor event that's going to happen at the end of this month, when all of that happens and it's in a male context and there's food, and there's camaraderie and there's great music, and there's a bit of encouragement that can come that I can put some hope in my pocket and walk out of that venue, then everything is just right for you to limit out that day.
Now we're talking to two different guys today, essentially guys who know Jesus and guys who don't know Jesus. And regardless of where your stance is with the Prince of Peace, with Jesus Christ, all of us suffer. And Jesus is the answer. And Mike, I know that's something that's not unfamiliar to you. I'll let you speak to that and we'll kind of put a bow on our conversation and make sure guys know where to catch up with you a week from Saturday.
Okay. Great. Okay. Well, some know and some don't. We have four wonderful daughters. Our oldest daughter, Steve, has inoperable stage 4 colon cancer. And so we've had her about 2 years longer than expected. She's doing okay at this moment today because many are in or have walked the cancer road, and it changes sometimes hourly, but for sure every day and every week. So she's recently made the decision to stop her chemo and just focus on living her days that the Lord is going to give her, loving the people around her, making some memories, and so that's where we are. But I think the message for us would be, sometimes people say, oh, well, what if God heals her? Well, what if he does? I mean, that would be sensational. However, he does not choose, the Lord does not choose to heal every person under the sun. And we can prove that. All you have to do is look around. All you have to do is go to a hospital and find out that not everybody that walks in or gets rolled in walks out. I mean, that's just the way it is. So can the Lord heal her? Absolutely. Is he going to? That's what we don't know. But whether he does or whether he doesn't, he's still God. And one of the other things interesting to us is that we've got 11 grandkids, Steve. And so when those grandkids are over here and it's wild and they're all here, one thing is for sure, whatever the 2-year-old is playing with, the 3-year-old wants to take it away and they want to play with the same thing. And the moment the 3-year-old, because they're bigger and stronger, knocks the 2-year-old down and takes out of their hand the thing that they're holding on to with such passion, the moment that happens, there begins a fight, there begins division, there begins a loss of fellowship, and there begins lots of tears and lots of noise and lots of things go on, okay? And one day, a number of months ago, I sat in my chair, I was watching the grandkids, all of that stuff unfolding, and I thought to myself, wow, Lord Jesus, would you please forgive me for being like that? Mm-hmm. Because I'm real happy with you, I'm real happy with who you are and how you are until I get something very precious pried out of my hand. Mm. Wow. And in those moments, it's easy to be angry and throw a fit and say, I don't like you and I don't love you and I'm not going to follow you and all of this is your fault. But I sat in my chair that day with tears coming down my cheeks and I said, Lord Jesus, you've allowed me to live well. Would you help me to die well? Would you help me to have courage in the midst of pain? Would you help me to reflect you in everything we say and everything we do? Whether we have the toy of choice in our hand or not. And so if I could encourage a man listening today, it would simply be, I feel with you in your pain right now. And I would say to you that the Lord is the Lord of both sides of the river. And we've walked in wonderful times, and now we're walking in difficult times, but he's still the same Lord. And all the things that we go through here and now are to prepare us for there.
Yeah.
and to get us ready for heaven. Psalm 103 promises, I will heal all of your diseases. People have asked me, now that we're going through this with our daughter, how do you rectify that, Silva? And the answer is, there's nothing to rectify. He promises, right. God promises, I will heal all of your diseases. Watch this. And indeed, he will. Mm-hmm. Now, it may be here and it may be now, but it may be later.
Yeah.
And it may be there instead of here and now, but he will heal mm-hmm. all of our diseases. And thank God for the blood of the Lord Jesus and his sacrificial death on the cross that accomplishes that, spiritually speaking, for us. So, amen. Gentlemen, together. Arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder, let's walk this thing together as men that honor God through the tape, all the way through the tape, yeah. all the way through to the end. Amen. Let's honor him together.
Well, right. That is just a taste of what we're going to get a week from tomorrow with the New Mexico Man of Honor quarterly meeting. Mike, I want to thank you, especially for this last comment, you know, the last yeah. comments you made to share that hope. And for those unfamiliar, you know, if you're a Bible believing Christian, you've probably heard it even from me on the radio. We're talking about a confident expectation, not a whimsical, maybe it might happen, that healing does come one way or another. And Mike has more to share. Mike, thanks for your time. Looking forward to catching up with you a week from tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. And Dennis, thank you for your time. I do want to remind the guys, New Mexico Men of Honor at New Beginnings Church. That's happening Saturday, October 28th, a week from tomorrow, 8 a.m. And the details are at nmmenofhonor.com. It's a free event. Hope to see you there. Stay with us. The Friday Financial Update with Brian Cochran on the way. And right after the break, we'll hear from the Heritage Foundation, the update from Genevieve Woods, some interesting thoughts coming your way next on ABQ Connect.